Blog Talk Radio.
Help me say,
oh, what cloudy day.
There are
Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, it's Sunday, and you're now listening to Lush Radio Gospel, man. They told me I wasn't going to do it, but I did it for them, man. Lush Radio Online Gospel, we're preaching the gospel and teaching the gospel to the masses, you know what I'm saying, in a totally different way, you know what I'm saying. We're trying to reach out to the teens, to the neighborhoods, to the blocks, to the community, you know. And our movement is your movement, just like Lush Radio Online, the regular show. And we love you, man. And today, man, we got an exclusive interview. I did an exclusive interview with Outreach 24/7. They're a hot new group doing their 1-2, preaching the gospel and getting the groove on, you know what I'm saying, with that gospel groove, man. And we're going, you know what I'm saying, I want to send a shout-out to Game Face. Always get your game face on, man, and have your game plan together. Positive people doing positive things. And make sure you check out www.streetqueensofmovement.name.com. We're always talking about basically supporting the community. And all we need is just, you know, your time to come in and log on and support us in our movements and our community activities. And if you can donate a dollar or a couple of cents to our, you know, our cause, that would be excellent because we really need those love offerings. Make sure you log on to www.lushradiogospel.name.com. You know, we got plenty of variety of different things. It's a community of fellowship-based people doing their thing and finding the outlet from young to old. You know, we try to give you some of that gospel funk at the same time preaching the word to you. You know what I'm saying? Preaching the word to you. So basically, you know, we highlight pastors. So any pastors, you know, that have their sermons, please submit your sermons in, and we'll run them on the show at, you know, info.lushradiogospel@gmail.com, and we'll definitely put it on. I want to thank all of my people that are my supporters, all those, you know, Christian-based poets and everything. If you got your Christian-based poetry and you would like to read it on Lush Radio Gospel, you know, make sure you email me at info.lushradiogospel@gmail.com. It's going down this Sunday. I want to send a shout-out to Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, my church. My pastor's Pastor McCray, and they're down in Temple Hills, and they are doing their thing. Pastor is always giving you a good sermon. And God is good all the time. He might not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get into, you know, Outreach 24/7's interview. You know, it was a wonderful interview. These guys are wonderful. They are blessed. You know what I'm saying? And they're bringing something new to the people. So listen to this, Outreach 24/7's interview with your girl, Leslie Les. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your girl, Leslie Les, live in the building, shutting it down, man. You know how I do One World Music, man. I'm live with the hot group doing that 1-2, with that gospel groove, man, doing that 1-2. Outreach 24/7, representing live from the DMV, man. It's your girl, Leslie Les, representing live and broadcasting live from their world premiere of their video. Going down, let's get ready, man. And we're going to go right now, we're going to introduce the whole Outreach 24/7 group. Live in the building, we're going to start off with my man, Tree. What's up, Tree? How you doing?
Ain't nothing, I'm just chilling.
So, Tree, man, you know what I'm saying? Tell us all about you and your attribute and what you bring to Outreach 24/7.
Well, Outreach 24/7, let me tell you, it's a new thing going on. We're not R&B, we're not hip-hop, we're not go-go. We call it gospel groove. It's a new thing going on. And me and Mark, we started this. We've been together for a few years now, but the group has been together. This is our first year being together, and this is our first project, Outreach 24/7 on the street.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. We're going to go to your man, Mark, over here. You know what I'm saying? Doing this 1-2. Tell us more about you, Mark, and your attributes that you contribute to 24/7. You know, Outreach 24/7. Go ahead.
Well, praise God. I've been hanging out with Tree for a while now. And Outreach 24/7, we just want to release right now this new project, Gospel Groove, new sound that you've never heard. It's really from D.C. originated, and it's a fresh sound on a Christian spectrum.
That's what it is, man. And I'm telling you, man, if you listen to the song, man, it's hot, it's funky, it gets your groove in, man. And they praising the Lord at the same time, man, and touching people. That's what it is, man. And we're going to take it to your man over here, man. They call him the pretty boy over here. Your man, Keith, tell the people all about you, man.
I'm associate producer for Outreach Productions here. One of the best things I could have done is got on, hooked up with these brothers. One of the greatest things that I can see through this Go-Go album is
Gospel Groove.
Gospel Groove. I knew they would correct me. Gospel Groove. It is Gospel Groove. Is that the youngest key to it, because it has that pocket, that drum. And it's a wonderful thing, you know. After they hear that beat, they hear that music, and then they hear those words coming from Tree and Mark. Oh, it's awesome. It's an awesome thing, because it's telling them all about the Lord Jesus Christ. So instead of singing shake it this and shake it that, they shaking it for Jesus Christ. They praising God. They giving God the glory. So that's what's up with it.
That's what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, going to give it to your man, Tony. Sometimes they call him the white boy, because he kind of fair. But he praising the Lord, too. God bless him, too. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, it's Tony on the drums holding it down. They call me holding it down, Tony Brown. I'm enjoying what I do. What I do best is praising the Lord. It's holding it tight. And glad to be a part of this.
That's what it is, man. You know, we're going to take it to your man, Bear Man. He be trying to act shy over there. But we're going to give it to your man, Bear Man, man. Tell the world who you are, player.
What's up, y'all? Name's Bear. And like everybody said, it's a wonderful project to be a part of. I thank these brothers for bringing me in and letting me be a part of this, celebrating the Lord, enjoying the Lord. And like I said, it's a beautiful thing. And Outreach 24/7 is going to the top.
Now, y'all here, man, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know, they bringing a new sound. You know, y'all heard Kirk Franklin and everything, but they taking it to another level, man. Representing live from DMV, man. And, you know, we got to give all God the praise, because without him, there is no us. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to take it back over here to your man, Tree. You know, the head honcho doing this 1-2. And we're going to ask you, Tree, man, what made you get into this whole gospel groove and made you, you know, started to, you know, do this whole music career, man?
Well, I grew up in Washington, D.C. I've been in church area since I was a teenager, but I was also into the go-go thing, because I think go-go is an awesome art. I really do. But I also like I like a little bit of funk. I like a little bit of hip-hop. Of course, I like traditional gospel. So I thought, well, if we can just all combine all of that with D.C. pocket, with the D.C. Socket, what would we call it? We would call this thing Gospel Groove. And we have the new music video out that we just shot called I'll Be Ready. It's a hot video. You'll see it on all your networks, and it's going to be coming to you soon.
That's what it is, man. So, I mean, another thing to ask you, right, you know, with being in the music industry and also just, you know, being a genre of gospel music, there's ups and there's downs. What is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with in dealing with being in the industry?
Well, I think the hardest thing to deal with is that it's just so many people in the same category of music. If you're trying to break into the industry and you just a rapper, well, there's a lot of rappers. If you're trying to break into gospel, well, there's a lot of gospel. So you kind of have to make a name for yourself. So we started this gospel groove thing. It's you know, we're the first one to come out with this style. You have R&B, you have hip hop, you have reggae. Now you have GG, which is the gospel groove.
You heard it first from your man over here, Tree Man. He's so smooth with it, man. Tree smooth with it, man. Don't hurt nobody, Tree. Over there. Hey, and if y'all check out this video, man, your man Tree is rocking it with the rhymes, man. I'm telling you, man, you should see him with the fly glasses, you know, all on the Statue of Liberty and everything, man. You know what I'm saying? It's some hot stuff over there. The gentlemen look fly and nice. They doing they want to, and they praising God. Real talk. So, another question, man. Exactly like 24, you know, Outreach 24/7. I know you guys actually want to touch the youth and you want to touch the community. What inspired you to touch the community through your music?
Well, outreach has always been about going out on the street, taking the gospel out on the street, because we know a lot of churches are filled up with the Word of God, and a lot of people come to church, but however, there are some folks that don't necessarily come to church. It was up to us. God called us to be street ministers, and we used to go out, we used to take the whole setup, the band, we would go out on the street, go right into the communities, right into the heart, and preach the gospel. God would tell us to go and be a blessing to folks, and we would do that. We see the need, and we provide it. I mean, God had us to pray for people on the street. There was people that was being set out that God put in our paths. We were able to raise offerings, and we made some connections in the community itself. And so that's where we're at, 24/7, thinking about bringing God out of the four walls onto the street, just letting people know, get your life right, be ready.
Y'all see it in the flesh, man. These are modern day Jesuses. Jesuses now, okay? You know what I'm saying? They go over there and preach the street gospel, man, to the people, man. Not behind the church walls, because some people don't make it to the church walls. So they go out there and they go preach the word to the people. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, definitely, man. Now, the other thing is to say that, you know, is it hard, you know, being accepted, you know, with this type of style, you know, to the people? Is it, you know, because a lot of, you know, you have the traditional church and the traditional, you know, gospel music, and, you know, just breaking that genre in, is it kind of hard?
To tell you the truth, it's all about the one person, not about the million. It's all about the one person. A perfect example, we was on the street one day. We was off of Benner Road and 16th of Benner Road, and we was out there, and we set up our band, and we was out there doing our thing. And this young lady walked up to us, and then me and Mark, we decided we wanted to do a slow song. We wanted to get out of the gospel groove and break it down to a slow song. And then when we broke it down to that slow song, little did we know that this young lady, she couldn't be no more than about 20 years old, two kids with her, she broke down in the middle of the street just crying, because she had been going through so many things in her life. So for us, it's not about the masses. It's about the one. If we can just reach one person, we feel like that we did an awesome job. I don't really think about the industry. One thing that I noticed, that if you're unique and you real about yourself, that people, they draw to you because they see that you're real. I'd rather go to a concert where it's just 100 people in there and they're having a good time than to go to a place that's filled with a big arena where everybody's just doing the same thing all the time, you know. So it's just about the one.
So I'm going to ask you guys individually, so how did you guys meet up? Because, you know, all of you guys have your own different character that you add to the bunch. How did you meet up? We're going to start off with your man right here over there. They call him the pretty boy.
Yeah, this keeps coming back at y'all. So I met up with Tree when I was 9 years old, and Tree was 14. And I was actually in their go-go band. Years ago, it was Power Extension Junkyard Band. Guess what my job was? I was the hi-hat holder. I was the man that held the cymbal while the drummer beat the cymbal. So can you imagine my hands? And when he gave me the signal, I let it go. Years later, I became the drummer. So that's how Tria and I met. And I'm going to let you tell them about Mark.
Well, yeah, like Keith said, we met when we grew up in Northeast Kenilworth. So, you know, we had a little junkyard band over there. I actually met Mark. It's been probably around about, it has been at least a good, how old is my daughter? My daughter is 14 years old. So we met probably like 15 years ago. And just through a mutual friend, met in the studio. I was doing my thing as a producer and writing and playing the keyboards. And Mark and them came in there, him and his group, Spiritual Nation, and they were some singing brothers. And I said, you know what, with y'all singing and my producing, we could do some things.
Yeah, Tree came along, and like I said, my boy Charles, we were out, we were just doing some vocals, and I guess, you know, Charles is a talker, so he met up with Tree and Keith, and when I heard this brother play the piano, you couldn't believe it. And what the mix was, whatever I put on a tape or just sing, that brother would come back 5 minutes or so, and it's an instant hit in the hook. And I was like, you know what, we need to hook up and roll, and we've been rolling ever since.
Well, this white boy Tony holding it down. I met Tree and them. He was growing up in the same neighborhood.
Oh.
But that's how I met Tree. This is your man, Bear. Like you said, grew up in the neighborhood. I actually met Tree. I was 11 years old. Once again, had that same go-go band, power extension, little junkyard band. I was the only power. Because I had a bass and a speaker. But this boy came up with some incredible stuff with what he had, and it's like I said, it's just history. And love these guys ever since. And also with Mark, met him through Tree, the group Spiritual Nation, played bass for them for a while, and hey, we all been friends ever since.
That's what's up, man. So could you tell us, what do you see the future of, you know, Outreach 24/7? What is the future for you guys?
Wow, what the future is. Well, right now we actually just, because we are actors at the same time, and we just finished doing a full-length movie called Be Ready, which is a cool movie. You can actually check it out online at BeReadyMovie.com. But, I mean, we just doing our thing for the Lord. You know, we're into writing scripts, and because I'm a director myself, I directed the music video, I'll Be Ready. And so, that, you know, that's what we're doing. But you can check us out online, the new project that we have, Outreach 24/7. You can go to our website, which is outreach247.com. That's outreach247.com. You can check out some of the demos and see exactly what we're doing.
That's what it is. So they can purchase stuff on that online right there. Okay, that's what's up. Download it. That's what's up. Have you guys ever thought about, like, using the music for, like, PSAs and stuff? You ever thought about doing that? Use it for PSAs? Because actually what I was going to present to you guys, I actually have a young lady who's actually promoting a book at Donna Savage out of New York, and it's about battle women. They're looking for men that are actually in the ministry to actually minister men that are actually abusers. So basically, it's like the skit, but, you know, basically the skit is a man sitting there abusing his wife, and then the other man said, go ahead, and then the real man comes and says, no, you're not supposed to do that to a woman, you know. But I was just saying, you know, maybe we could swing it and, you know, have it as a PSA, so Outreach 24/7 playing the music in the background, you know, trying to get that out there. So, but Outreach 24/7, make sure you guys support these brothers. They are powerful brothers doing their 1-2 in the building, and you know Lushy Lush officially puts a stamp on it, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Log on to their website, man. But before we leave off, you know, I want you guys to, you know, go down the line and do your shout out.
Yeah, I want to send a special shout out to my big brother right here, Big Brother Tree. And the reason being, he watched me grow up just about all my life, like from the age of 9. Even when I was on the street doing the wrong thing, he came and got me off the street. Even he came and got me off the strip, the whole 9 yards. Yes, he did. So I thank God for this brother. And definitely want to send one out to my sweet love, the love of my life, Niecy Mo. That is my woman.
Definitely want to send a shout out to my wife. We've been married for 18, going on 19 years. She's definitely my strength and my backbone. And to my kids, wow, Robert, Trinalo, Kiera, Colada. Yeah, brother got 4 kids. Y'all pray for a brother.
Keep going. I'd like to give a shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Also, my wife, Kim Robinson. We've been together for 20 years. I think Tree chasing us. And we got our 4 kids, too. That's Shay, Monique, Mark, and little Serena. And we just keeping it real. Amen.
Yeah, this is Tony. I'd like to send a shout out to my 2 boys, LaVon and Kayon. And just like to thank God for keeping me and blessing me with a talent that he blessed me with, and be able to meet young men that's really want to praise the Lord and give God his all.
Say again, this your boy Bam. Say, give a shout out to my Lord and Savior. Shout out to my wife, my kids, wife Latanya, my kids.
How many?
Just two, Mark. La Prielle and Daquan. That's it, Mark. I stop right there.
And the last thing I gotta ask you guys, if you guys can give some type of form of advice to these youth that are coming into the industry and want to pursue the same thing you guys are doing, what would you tell them?
Definitely my thing would be to stay focused. If you have a goal of acting, being a musician, whatever it may be, whatever the gift that God gave him, just stay focused.
You know, I'm kind of really glad that you asked that question, because it's a important question. And the reason I say that, because a lot of people think they need to get themselves together before they come to the Lord or come to church. And I'll never forget this deacon in my church. She's gone to be with the Lord now. But she said, I had been out of church for around about a year. I was going through some problems, and I stopped going to church. And I just felt like I needed to get myself together first before I came back to the Lord. And she said, you know what, Tree? You never run from God. You run to him. I don't care what mess you're in. I don't care what you're doing. I don't even care if you sin it. You stay in the church, and you stay at that altar, and you keep on praying to him till he get it right, not till you get it right.
Well, you know, the Word of God says we can do all things through Jesus Christ. And for any youngin, youth, you need to understand that you've got to have a relationship with Christ. Everything comes from him. And when people tell you no, he's always telling you, yes, go and do it. So that's really an important thing, is to have that relationship with Christ. Get into the Word. You need to be under a Word-filled pastor, learning the Word of God, and everything else will be added to your life.
That's why we call him Priest, y'all.
As I always say from the book of Proverbs, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If I trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to our own understanding, but you got to focus on him and let God do the rest.
Well, for any youth out there, like Mark and Tree and say, before you can do anything, you got to have that relationship with God, 100%. But I would tell any youth out there, stay true to the game. Whatever your craft is, stay true to it. Do your research, especially in this with this music industry. It's a dirty game. It's not as easy and cut as everybody think it is. It's a lot of games behind it. So stay true to it. Learn your craft before you do anything, and take it from there.
That's what it is, man. You're getting some deep words from these brothers over here, man. They is giving you the nitty-gritty over here, man, and they praise the Lord at the same time, man. God might not come when you want it, but he's always on time. It doesn't matter how, whatever you're going through, always put your hands in God, no matter what it is, man. Sometimes we can't, you know, deal with stuff ourselves, so we throw our hands up to God and say, God, take it, take control of it, and you'll show us the way. So basically, man, we're here, Outreach 24/7. We love you. Lushy Lush loves you. You got to stamp on it. And we definitely, before we leave and send out, send them that website where they can get in contact with you guys.
Check us out, y'all. We on the web at outreach247.com. That's outreach247.com.
That's what it is. It's your girl, Leshy Lesh. We live in the building, and you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, man, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I know y'all thought I wasn't going to do it, but I gave you Lush Radio Gospel, man. I know y'all shocked. I know y'all shocked. But you know what? If you just want to give your testimony about how God is so good to you all day, every day, and how he's blessed you and gotten you through, man, call in and give your testimony, because I have my own testimony. God has brought me through. He has given my revelation of how I need to teach my people. Call in at 347-826-7722, man. God, you are good. You might not come when I want you, but you're always on time. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Let me give God a clap, man. Let me give God a clap. God is an awesome God all the time, man. No matter what you're going through, and you just feel like you can't take it no more, you throw it up in God's hands, okay? You throw it up in God's hands. And I'm about to give you one of them one of my hot joints right there. Your man Kirk DJ's 911, baby, 911.
Hey, it's me, Kirk. I need to speak to Bishop.
Sure. Hold on.
Alright.
Hello?
Hey, I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. Lately, Pastor, I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams.
Mm.
It's hard to sleep. I can't eat. It's scary, you know?
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seemed like life is getting real strange. Anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know when I try to pray, there's this voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. Just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TDJ.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. But your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so alone.
Oh, your heart is heavy, God said.
Every burden I will bear.
See, but you don't know my,
pain.
I'm getting so sick and tired of all
this.
Just got laid off and I topped it off the rent due. So tell me what I gotta get.
Well, see, trials come to me.
You strong.
Storms won't last
long.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side. Thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say how. You're on the cover of Time magazine.
See, but you're looking at now and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine too. I've had some mountains, I've seen some valleys, I've even had to cry sometimes. Like when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. See, life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm won't last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew. It was his love that kept me strong. When your smile is gone,
I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
Y'all don't feel my pain. And I'm getting very sick and tired of all this. I just got laid off and the top it off the rinse due. So tell me, Bishop, what I gotta gain.
Didn't I tell you trials come to me? And those old storms.
But how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, there's something you got to know. God still cares. He told me to tell you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Anytime.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father.
Father.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please help me.
Please help me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
My heart.
My heart.
My soul.
My soul.
Please take me.
Take
control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
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 Now. When you feel so alone,
although your heart is heavy,
and even in the midst of all of you, and when you're sick and tired of all the rain, remember that the rain won't last always, and in Christ Jesus you got so much to gain.
You see the trials come to make it, and the storms won't last.
Remember my brother, my sister, it's only temporary.
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, there's something you've got to know. God is still there.
We've been made to burn out.
He told me to tell you.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That was 911 with Kirk Franklin and T.D. Jakes, man. You know what I'm saying? We is teaching and preaching the gospel through and through to the masses. You girl, Lushy Lush, man. I know you know me from LushRadioOnline.com, and you know me from, you know, doing that hip-hop and everything. But you know what? I'm trying to preach through hip-hop, and I'm trying to preach through the gospel. You know, And the thing about it is, it don't matter where you came from. It don't matter if you've done some bad in your life. It don't matter if you were a prostitute. It don't matter if you was a drug dealer in your day. Everybody deserves a second chance. And you know what? The only person that can judge you is God. It doesn't matter if you have a disability. It doesn't matter if both of your legs are gone. God loves you in every single way. God is your friend and God is your keeper. He will never deceive you. When lights are low and clouds are dim, He will always find a way to shine His light to show you the way. He is true in every single way. When all hope is lost, He will hold you close to His heart and say, everything will be okay. God, I love you in every single way, and I put none before you, because you are my keeper, and you are my strength. When there was no one around, you came to save me. You are an awesome God, a wonderful God, and I know you love my people, our people. Thank you, God, for all that you do. Thank you. God is good all the time, every single day now. Hey, it's been days when you said it was the worst day of your life, and He gotten you through it. It's been days in your life when God said, hey, you might be too much on your burden, but you know God won't put too much on you that you can't bear. It's been times when you didn't know when you were going to feed your kids, how you were going to feed your kids, or how you was going to make it the next day, but God made a way. God never leaves you. Maybe you might step two steps away from God, but God is always there. Never turn your back on God, because He'll never turn His back on you. Now, I'm not a religious person. I just got good religion. I'm very spiritual. Come as you are to Lush Radio Online Gospel. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic. I love you all because we all are children of the same Creator. We judge not those, but we try our best to help those each and every single day. And people, watch out. You got messengers and angels with no wings on that are all around us, and they love us, and they send us messages for us that day. It might not be for anybody else, but it might be for you. Pay attention to your messengers, your angels with no wings, seriously, and have faith. Because no matter what you want to do in 09, if you pray on it and you speak on it, it shall come to pass. And He will never put too much on you that you can't bear. And I'm going to play this song for you guys. It's called Help Me. I love y'all.
Many times when I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah. That was help me right there, man. I swear to God, it's going down on Lush Radio Online, man. God, you an awesome God all the time. I swear you an awesome God. And like I said, man, make sure you go and check out www.lushradiogospel.ning.com. It's in the community that accepts you for who you are. And if you're an up-and-coming gospel group and you just can't find that niche in the hip-hop, you know, or alternative arena, or if you're a Christian alternative group, or, you know what I'm saying, you're a Christian hip-hop or go-go group, log on. And if you want to submit your music to get it put in rotation, we are playing your music on Lush Radio Gospel, okay? Email me at lushradioonlinemp3@gmail.com, and we're playing your music. I want to send a shout-out to Spicy and a shout-out to all our guests that are live in the chat room. We love you, man. You know, the gospel is in our hearts, you know. Gospel is in our hearts. And, you know, we love you.
Ghost Rider Lush Radio, you already know.
You know, and we love every single people in the world. I love everybody. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? But I got
attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online mp3@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Hey guys, make sure you go check out Lyrical Disciples on Blog Talk Radio. Son and Dre are going to be interviewed. They have, you know, the Hitmen. They do a lot of poetry today. So check out Lyrical Disciples. They get interviewed about their youth outreach program that's going on. Make sure you guys check out www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. It's a community base. I am the founder of it. And we help with domestic violence, mentoring, feeding the homeless and the community. You guys can go on there. And if you want to help out or you want to volunteer some of your services, all you have to do is email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. We have Shepherd's Cove, that's in the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. It's the one of the housing centers for women and children. And right now they need Pine Sol and Lysol, and they need twin blankets, new blankets and towels for the women and children at the shelter. So, guys, if you guys can donate, you know, or something, please donate or email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com or log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. And, you know, just hit us up and contact us and let us know how you're trying to help. Like I said, check out at 6:30. Go to Lyrical Disciples. Son and Dre are getting interviewed for Joseph Vision, an outreach program for the youth. Make sure you support them in that movement. And also, make sure you check out www.lushradiogospel@ning.com. And make sure you invite and spread the love and tell people to come check it out. It's a place where, you know, you can go in there and blog about, you know, your revelations and testimonies, how God brought you through. You know, God has brought me through a lot of things. There were times in my life when I was in a dark place and God brought me out, you know. It was a time when I was homeless and I didn't know how I was going to make it. And God brought me out with me and my daughter. So never, ever, ever in your life say that you can't make it or you can't do it. God is an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. And he will never, ever, ever forsake you, ever. seriously.
Every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, TriplePlatinumUnderground.com. Get down with the underground.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Eric Moore, one half of Word on the Move Radio. Me and my man, Nebraska, be holding it down every Tuesday night from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock Eastern. That's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to hear the best in spoken word, poetry, hip-hop, independent artists, check out your people. We do this every Tuesday for you because you know we like what we do. Get at your boys. Nebraska, Eric Moore, Word on the Move. That's onthemoveradio.com. onthemoveradio.com.
Like I said, man, it's not a game. It's going down. Let's Radio Online, Let's Radio Gospel. And, you know, we're giving you the gospel no matter what. I don't care if you ain't been to church in 3 years. That doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. I don't care if you ain't never stepped foot or you ain't saved. That doesn't mean God doesn't love you. You know God in your heart. But, you know, if you want to find a church or anyway, but if you're in the DMV area, you know, my church is right here. Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, and they're doing their thing, and they accept you for who you are, you know. So never be ashamed to, like, go to church because you feel like, oh, I don't got the hottest outfit or I'm not driving the Mercedes-Benz. Jesus preached for free, you know. So don't worry about that. Go to church. Praise the Lord. Because the Lord loves you no matter what you say. He loves you, and he prays for you every single day. You know what I'm saying? The Lord loves you no matter what. And, you know, sometimes you wish it was over now, but it might not. The struggle continues in life. But I'm going to let y'all hear the storm is over now.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
There This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, that was my little munchkin right there, Natalia, man. That's my superstar right there. My daughter does the praise and worship dance at church. You know, she sings every second Sunday at church. And she loves us in church. And you know what she said? She said, Jesus is in your heart. And I was like, oh, man, I was about to cry. You know what I'm saying? She makes me proud every single day, man. For real. And it's good to know that, you know, young children know that God is in their heart, you know. The word of the day is determination. Learning determination. Going for your dreams, no matter what obstacles, no matter how many people hate on you, no matter how many people say, hey, you ain't going to get no money for this. Nobody's going to help you for this. You know, learning determination. The learning determination is the point. Determining that you are blessed and that you can, you know, do whatever you put your mind to. Because God got your back. When nobody got your back, God got your back. And I think it's either Matthew's, don't quote me on that. I think Matthew chapter 10, don't quote me on it. It says God puts us in the world and throws us in the forest, throws us with the wolves, right? And if we endure to the end, right, then, you know what I'm saying, if we endure to the end, then we will be saved, right? So basically, you got to go through these obstacles in life. You know what I'm saying? You have to go through so much, right? And God is testing you. God is testing you to see if you will be weak-minded and fall into the devil's playground, you know? We shall not be successful, and the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Don't let the devil comes in so many different forms. Don't let him discourage you from your dreams and your admirations. Determination. Push yourself. Push yourself till you get it. And like Russell Simmons said, don't wait till somebody puts you on. Put yourself on, man. Learning determination. That's the word of the day, determination. I'm determined. You're determined. We're all determined. Determination. That is what it is. Make sure you log on to www.operationwecare, O-P-O-R-T-I-O-N, Operation We Care. Make sure you guys log on and support Operation We Care, trying to help the homeless, seriously. Tell them what sent you. Make sure you find you a good church home that you feel comfortable in, that you can come as you are, and they accept you, and they take you and embrace you and love you for who you are. I like small churches myself because I want to know that my church knows when I'm gone, you know. And, you know, God will work it out. He will work it out all the time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, it's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. No more cloudy days. They're all gone. Gone away. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Come on, man. We can make it. We can make it if we try. All we can do is try and believe in the Lord, and the Lord will save you. And I love you. And if ain't nobody say they love you today, I love you. I love you all day, every day, no matter what you're going through. Trust in God. Believe in God. God loves you. Thank you to all my listeners. Please log on to www.outreach247.com and support them And they got a lot of productions and things going on. Make sure you log on to www.myspace.com/DM Savage. Donna Savage is doing a book in the book for domestic violence. So supporting the movement. And I love you, man. Ain't nobody tell you they love you. I love you. Your girl, Lushy Lush, never would have made it without you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you are the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell him never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753.